Thank you once again for joining us on this glorious Sunday morning as we celebrate the 70th anniversary of Father Ralph's ordination to the priesthood. We could begin by reflecting on those 70 years and the many ways he has served God's people as a teacher, as a pastor, as the Dom Kapellmeister in Cologne. But rather than do that, and particularly because this is his 70th anniversary, I would ask that you reflect on the holy card that he put together. It's a beautiful image of the Madonna nestling her infant son as he sits in her lap, his head against her breast. And you might think, well, what does that image of Madonna and child have to do with the priesthood? You might think it would have been so much more appropriate to choose an image of Christ the priest, to choose an image of Christ preaching to the crowds, giving his sermon from the mount, to choose an image of Christ serving them in charity, meeting their physical needs as he transformed those few loaves of bread and those few fish into enough to feed thousands of men and women. Or you might think of Christ the priest as he forgives the sins of Mary Magdalene, or as he restores to life Lazarus after he had died. Or you might think of that most essential image of Christ the priest as he hangs on the cross, offering his life as a sacrifice for every single human being. And Pope Benedict, when he was speaking to the priests at the end of the year of the priest, addressed them all at St. Peter's and said, there are indeed three pillars on which the priesthood is built. The pillar of the Eucharist, of the sacrifice. The pillar of preaching. And the pillar of charity, of caring for the needs of God's people. And yet this image, so beautifully painted by the 17th century Italian artist Sasso Ferrato, calls to mind an essential, perhaps the most essential aspect of the priesthood, an aspect that we don't emphasize so much in our Latin rite, but is much more at the heart of the priesthood in the Eastern Church. From the very moment of his incarnation, from the very moment of his conception in the womb of his mother, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was as priest redeeming us. Before he was even born and saw the light of this world, before he was old enough to speak, before he was old enough to begin his public ministry, before he died on the cross, the Son of God became man and reunited each one of us with the Father from whom we have departed. I love this image of the infant son in his mother's lap. If you look at it, he has the necessary plump red cheeks. But if you look at it closer, there's a beautiful little smile on his sleeping face. And I like to think that that head lying on his mother's breast is listening to her heart as the priest. Listening to her heart and hearing the very words that he had taught his own mother. Jesus, the priest, in his mother's arms, hears in her heart those words he had taught her. fiat mihi, secundum verbum tu. Be it done to me according to your word. That's the priest. That's the priest, one who, throughout his entire life, strives to follow the example of Mary and to unite his will. This priest strives to reunite his will to the will of the Father, so that at every Mass he celebrates, he can, in some mysterious but very real way, speak in the very person of Jesus. And when he says, I, it is he speaking, the priest, but it's also, and most importantly, Jesus Christ speaking. When he says, this is my body, that must be true of the priest, who, like Jesus in his mother's arms, is ready always to say, be it done to me according to your word. When the priest in the confessional says, I absolve you of your sins, he is speaking in the person of Christ. His eye, the priest's eye, I absolve you of your sins, becomes the eye of Jesus Christ. That effort to identify with Jesus, and throughout one's life as a priest, to, in Jesus, reconcile all men and women with the Father, is something that the priest does 24 hours a day. Something that a priest does even in his retirement. Even when he struggles to get downstairs to celebrate Mass, so that at the end of the day he can say, this was a good day. I was able to celebrate Mass. St. John Vianney, the patron of parish priests, used to pray daily to the Blessed Virgin. And he'd say, dear Lord, we pray that the Blessed Mother wrap her mantle around your priests so that through her intercession she may strengthen them for their ministry. May your priests follow her own words. And here St. John Vianney quotes Mary's words at Cana. Do whatever he tells you. But he could just as well, and today have said, be it done to me according to your word.